Yiming.
Do you find it easier to understand native or non-native speakers of English?
For me, non-native speakers of English are easier to understand when it comes to direct instructions. They will usually use plain language and basic words. And I find it easier to grab a sense of what to do. But they would probably have an accent and have pauses while talking. And they would probably mumble also, and which would make their instructions hard to understand. Native English speakers, on the other hand, are of course fluent in English. They're a lot better in oral presentation. They would speak faster usually, and I feel better when communicating with native speakers about indirect feelings and complex tasks. As far as the idiomatic expression or cultural reference, I don't think the difference between native speakers and non-native speakers is caused by their individual experience, but by the environment in which they grow up in, or the environment where they learn English. And I don't think non-native speakers that I've met would use the heavily localized terms. And in that sense, I don't think it's comparable to say whether native speakers or non-native speakers are the same.
How do you feel about having your English corrected?
I would love to have my English corrected. Although I've been learning English for years, my pronunciation and grammar are still not as good as native English speakers. And also, I always consider myself an English learner, and I'm happy to have my English corrected by my native English speaker friends. And sometimes, when native English speakers from different places correct me, say the spelling of a word, say the word color, I find it really interesting and am amazed by this inclusive language of English being spoken worldwide. It accepts many different ways of spelling for the same word.
Do you have any funny or embarrassing stories related to misunderstanding someone?
Yes. Once on a geology field trip, a friend of mine said, "Something smells funky." Based on the pronunciation of the word solely, I thought the word meant something related to funny, which is not actually a taste or smell. So I got very confused on what kind of smell this word actually means. And then I asked my friends about this word funky, and it turned out that funky isn't a particular smell, but rather an arbitrary word to describe something abstract, like something is off. And I remember my friends trying to raise examples to help me feel what funky means. But nobody was actually able to define the word funky in plain words. Yeah.
Is there anything you still find difficult about English?
Like just now, abstract and arbitrary, I still find it hard to tell the difference. Maybe I just mixed up the spelling and the meaning of the word. Yeah. My pronunciations definitely need to be corrected very often. I definitely need more vocabulary for daily use. And I think for the slang that refers to facts or things that happened decades ago, I find them really hard to follow because I didn't experience that and didn't learn that when I was growing up with English. Yeah.
Christina,
do you find it easier to understand native or non-native speakers of English?
Well, it all depends where they come from. I suppose it's more or less the same. Some non-natives are more difficult than others if you're not used to the accent. For instance, I used to find some Japanese and Chinese speakers difficult to understand. But then, because of work, I went to the Far East lots of times, and then it became okay. Natives, again, it all depends. I was taught RP, and one assumes that everybody speaks that. And of course, I had friends from lots of parts of Britain who did not speak RP. In fact, it is a pretty rare thing these days. So we have a good friend from Glasgow, and it was always embarrassing for me because I could not understand most of what he was saying. I still don't.
How do you feel about having your English corrected?
I don't mind. My children used to love correcting me. They still say I speak very funny English. But usually, adults in this country do not correct you. I would like to be corrected.
Do you have any funny or embarrassing stories related to misunderstanding someone?
Yes, misunderstanding and being misunderstood. Several. Some I don't think I would like to tell you about, but I'll tell you one. I was a student at the University of Michigan in the United States, and my phonetics professor was very handsome, and therefore I did extremely well. Not in all subjects, but it was worth studying that one. But I remember my first tutorial when he said, "See you later," and I thought, interesting, where? And in class, I'd ask a question, and he'd said, "Interesting question." So I thought, great, he thinks I'm clever, and maybe he thinks I'm interesting to meet somewhere else. But I couldn't understand how I was going to find out where or when. I luckily didn't ask. It would have been very embarrassing.
Is there anything you still find difficult about English?
Yes, I think that there are things that have especially to do with cultural aspects. I used to find when my children were little that I didn't know the same nursery rhymes that you know here. I didn't know the actions. And I still don't know lots of things. I don't know, to give an example, say I had learned American English, but I still didn't know who the Simpsons were.